Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, mainly cloudy, got a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of about 86. In Kenosha right now, the temperature reading is 75 degrees. In Burlington, 73. Milwaukee, 77. It is 77 degrees also in Racine. A Racine man accused of making online threats against law enforcement in the wake of recent fatal police shootings, acting in the heat of the moment, according to his lawyer. 43-year-old Byron Cohen now facing three counts, solicitation of threat to law enforcement and terrorist threats, both as hate crimes and disorderly conduct. Court documents had a Racine police officer monitoring social media, as they do, found postings telling black men to, quote, be the first to shoot, unquote, and that white officers should again, quoting, kiss their loved ones goodbye, unquote. After his initial appearance in court, his mother, who asked not to be identified, said that since her son's arrest, their family, even those from out of state, have been threatened by people all over the country.
Some of the family, not me, but some of the family members have been threatened online. There have been people online that have even suggested a lynching.
She asked why one person was being charged with such serious crimes when so many similar things are being put online by everybody else. Postings out of character, she said, for her son. Cohen's being held in the Racine County Jail on $75,000 cash bond. He'll be back in court next week. A Kenosha woman accused of stabbing a 12-year-old girl twice in the back to undergo a mental competency evaluation. 35-year-old Jennifer Hernandez accused of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, armed burglary, and aggravated battery with a dangerous weapon, the incident occurring this past Sunday. The girl suffering non-life-threatening injuries, Hernandez allegedly telling police she spotted a boy being raped in a side of a home and was trying to kill the person responsible. She'll be back in court July the 26th. That's when they'll determine if she is mentally competent. A man from Canada is facing charges in Racine County. He allegedly drove the wrong way on a county road and nearly collided with a sheriff's squad, even after being warned by his wife not to drive drunk. 54-year-old Jeff Warnstaff of Kenora, Ontario, accused of two counts of second-degree reckless endangerment of safety and possession of marijuana. This happened along Highway 36 this past weekend. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for next week. Mount Pleasant Village Board unanimously approving a voluntary separation agreement with Administrator Kurt Wallen yesterday. He'd been on the job just 3 years. Now they consider a process to find a replacement in a community where tenure is nothing to count on with that particular position, given his past history. Trustee Gary Feast predicting some bumpy times for the village, but he says he hopes for a new direction.
Some of the people on Highway V have been the old guard here when this is a town. You know, they've been running show for quite a few years, and hey, elections have consequences. I hope the best for the village. That's what I did my best.
Following the vote to accept the agreement with Wallen, Village President Jerry Garski indicated that a search firm would likely be hired to find the next administrator. In the meantime, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki is again going to be the interim administrator, just like before Wallen was hired 3 years ago. Racine Unified School District has a number of staff and administrative vacancies to fill before the start of the next school term, but with the full belief by officials, they'll get that all taken care of. During a school board work session, Chief of Human Capital Julie Landry talked about the need to fill about 100 teaching vacancies.
They're primarily in the areas of special education, bilingual education, math, and science. They're in the critical shortage areas, and career and tech ed, business education, and technology education.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Lolly Haas said the goal is always to hire licensed teachers with emergency licensed instructors the last option. 72 teacher resignations, not considered excessive, according to officials. School administrators all on board by July 1st. 5 district administrative jobs still need to be filled, 2 in special ed because those employees became assistant principals. Well, as the process of marketing Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center continues, the nursing home's projected deficit continues to grow. Members of the County Board's Executive and Health and Human Services Committees met jointly last evening to discuss the conditions they would like to see included in a letter of intent to sell the facility. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave telling supervisors that a possible $2 million deficit projected several years from now is now likely to reach that level next year.
The census is as low as it's ever been. Now we are in July and August, which is typically lower census months, but even by that standard, we're still lower than we've ever been. And then our revenue gap in terms of Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement are much lower than we had originally thought as well.
The broker hired by the county to market the nursing home, Ray Giannini, said that the supervisors expressed some typical concerns about the sale and its impact on the residents and staff of the facility. He came away with three main criteria any buyer would have to meet. County Board Chair Rusty Clark saying he felt it was a good discussion. Giannini said that once the request for offers is listed, he's expecting several. That part of the process projected to take maybe up to 45 days. Any offer to purchase, though, would still have to be approved by the full county board. The nonprofit that runs the Kemper Center for Kenosha County took some criticism recently for allegedly giving under-the-table preferential treatment to certain caterers. But Chairman Gary Gronke seemed to answer all of those questions posed by members of a county board oversight committee last night. Supervisor and Chairman Dennis Elferman saying he was puzzled by some of the allegations that had been made.
I don't know what it is. It's confusing to me. But I think we're about as open as we can be here.
Elferman believing all the issues have now been addressed. One caterer, though, does have an attorney and is threatening to sue. Meanwhile, plans continue to celebrate Kemper Center's 40th anniversary as a public facility later this summer. Racine's Redevelopment Authority okays the acceptance of a $200,000 EPA grant to be used toward the environmental cleanup of almost 9 acres on the south side of the old Racine steel casting site on North Memorial Drive, an ongoing project over the past several years. Roshana Kotari, Brownfield Redevelopment Specialist for the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, said this continues the momentum off a fairly recent grant okayed for the north side of the property where cleanup attention was initially focused.
It's kind of like getting the property to a momentum for cleaning up and making it for the redevelopment purposes so that we can move forward and attract investors and developers to further work on it.
City Development Director Amy Connolly pointing out these grants are all part of a process that simply take time. City has to kick in $40,000 as a match to the federal grant from the Intergovernmental Capital Account. The grant acceptance still has to go through the Finance Committee before it reaches the full council for a final vote. We are ready, but sweating a little bit on Gifford. The words of Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas to the Board of Education about the status of the new Olympia Brown and Knapp Elementary Schools and the addition to Gifford. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen pointed out that the addition itself at Gifford is fine, but updating the existing portion to match some of the internal workings, that's taking a little bit of time.
The issue there is that every room gets touched because we're putting sprinklers throughout the system. It's part of because we put such a large addition in order to bring it up to code. So all the ceilings have to be disturbed, but they are on schedule.
Superintendent Haas noting enrollment projections are up at both Knapp and Olympia Brown. Julie McKenna wanted administration to make sure everybody living around the new Olympia Brown gets invited to the open house and not just people with children. The board told that each school will have open houses and dedications on their schedules. And with the current demolition of the old Knapp school underway, David Hazen told WRJN News there is a time capsule near the flagpole, but it's not scheduled to be reopened, though he said it could be in light of the special circumstances. And Kenosha Unified's Washington Middle School, chosen as one of three schools in the state for a $100,000 Wisconsin Fitness Center grant by the National Foundation for Governor's Fitness Councils. This will cover the cost of fitness equipment, room design, delivery, and installation. The principal saying it's going to be a great opportunity that many of the students do not have outside of the school day. Work to begin next month on creating the new fitness center at Washington Middle School. Completion of that project expected by the end of September. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.